Juba and the United Nations Development System in South Sudan yesterday signed a three-year UN Sustainable Development Cooperation Framework, which outlines programs UN agencies will support in the country. Sarah Besolo Nyanti, the UN Humanitarian Coordinator in South Sudan, says the framework focuses on supporting the government to realize its priority of restoring peace and stability across the country.
We partner in support of the revitalized agreement because the agency's funds and programs do have a role in all of the chapters, but also to ensure that everything we do is aligned to government's priorities and that we support the government of South Sudan to achieve the developmental aspirations.
Speaking shortly after signing, President Kiir pledged to support the work of the United Nations in the country.
We might have been not good to you, but you are our guest, and we will always remember you because of the time you have come from. The time you have come to South Sudan is very critical, and we will always keep remembering you.
After the conflict erupted in 2013, relations between the government and the United Nations soured, especially after the Security Council imposed sanctions against certain South Sudanese leaders for their roles in blocking efforts to restore peace and stability in South Sudan. Kiir called for more support in addressing the country's humanitarian situation exacerbated by climatic change, including floods that have affected thousands of residents this year.
All of you have seen the situation in South Sudan this year. If there is anything that was to be needed from development partners or from the international NGOs, it is this time coming that we will need your utmost support, because it will be a disaster if there is no support coming from your side.
The UN Sustainable Development Cooperation Framework details the UN country team's efforts toward contributing to South Sudan's development priorities. The UN General Assembly Resolution 72/279 elevates the Sustainable Development Cooperation Framework as the most important instrument for planning and implementing UN development activities in implementing the 2030 Agenda of Sustainable Development. Nyanti says the framework should provide an opportunity to change the way of doing things in South Sudan in order to achieve positive results.
We will continue to do our best while we have the chance to make sure that every opportunity is used for the betterment of their lives. But peace is required. Peace is required. And peace is not in the document. Peace is at the household level. It's at the community level. It's at the state level. Communities, families need to know that peace is necessary for them to enjoy sustainable development.
The framework was derived from the South Sudan Revised National Development Strategy 2021-2024. Areas of focus include helping to establish institutions for transparent, accountable, and inclusive governance, support the permanent constitution-making process, and providing support for free, peaceful, and credible elections. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.